The strategic importance of Northern Europe increased in the 1980s, and it can be assumed that both the Warsaw Pact and NATO wished to monitor events in the Baltic Sea. Sweden was geographically located between the great power blocs, and therefore both sides may have been interested in exploring Swedish underwater territory, not least in the event of a possible large-scale conflict. The Swedish Navy and Air Force were the institutions that primarily experienced the harsh reality of the Cold War. Warships and fighter planes were constantly ready to deter foreign vessels and aircraft that might trespass onto Swedish territory. Previously, during the Cold War, foreign submarines had trespassed in Swedish waters. But during the 1980s, incidents like these occurred much more frequently. Thousands of suspected submarine violations of Sweden's national territory were reported to the Navy by the military and by the general public. Several of these reports prompted Swedish naval operations where the submarines were urged to leave Swedish waters. If a submarine refused, it was attacked with depth charges, anti-submarine grenades, and mines. Initially, the Navy's ambition was to force the submarines to surface, not to sink them. The idea was to find out to which nation the foreign submarine belonged. But from the mid-1980s on, weapons were used more offensively, despite the increased risk of sinking the submarines and killing the crew.